From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this another Monday, another week, another opportunity to study the Word of God together through the Living Truth program. And this week we are going to be looking at something that is very, very basic. You might say something very simple. And that is this. The question is, why read the Bible? That's a simple question, is it not? Why read the Bible? Now, I could be talking today to many people who have been saved for a long, long time. And you read the Bible on a regular basis. And you know why you should read the Bible. But on the other hand, I might be talking to some people who have just recently trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And you've never been challenged too much with the concept of reading the Bible. And so you're asking the question, why should I read the Bible? Well, we're going to be giving a number of reasons throughout the course of this particular week, but I want to begin with two passages of Scripture just to lay the foundation for our study. We'll have one passage in the Old Testament, and that is Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. And then we'll look into the New Testament to 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And I'm just going to bring these out today to lay the foundation for the rest of the study. Again, the question is, why read the Bible? First, let's go back to Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Word of God says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Now, of course, as we look at this particular psalm, verse 1 basically teaches us how we as Christians should live. We should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners, nor should we sit in the seat of the scornful. And that basically teaches us that as Christians, we should be living the separated life unto the Lord. And yet, when we come into the second verse, we see what I believe to be the foundation that will enable us, that will lead us to living the separated life, and that is to have the right attitude toward the Word of God. And that is to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate upon the law of the Lord consistently. Now, that word meditate is a very important word. It doesn't mean just to read, but it means to study, to digest the truth, and to put to practice what the Word of God says. And when we do that, the result is what is brought out in verse 3, where it says that we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And what we find today is that there are many Christians who truly are not prospering in the Christian life. Now, keep in mind that word prosper there isn't talking about prosperity theology or becoming rich and famous. What it simply means is that when you and I are in the Word of God, we will be spiritually strong and we will be fruitful for the Lord, and our life and ministry will prosper according to the will of God in our lives. But it goes back to delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating upon the law of the Lord, that is, the Word of God, on a continual basis. but it starts with reading the Scripture. We will never know what it is God wants us to do. We will never enjoy the fruitfulness of the Christian life. We will never be able to be prosperous in the things of the Lord until we determine that we are going to read the Bible and then meditate upon the Word of God throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of our lives. And so what we see in Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3 is the challenge, the command, I'm going to put it that way, to be in the Word of God on a consistent basis. Well, let's go now to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And there we find two very important words as it relates to what the Word of God is. It says this in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture, and by the way, that means everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it is God-breathed. And by that, we mean that when we pick up the Bible and read it, we know that what we are reading has come to us directly from God. Even though Paul might have written it, or Peter might have written it, or David might have written it, the whole concept of inspiration is the fact that God put into the mind of the human authors that which they were to record, and as they wrote it down, it was kept free from error. The Bible that I hold in my hand is the Word of God, and we can believe it. And so it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Profitable. You know, we are living in a day and age when people are saying the Bible is not relevant. Well, I want to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen, that the Bible is the most relevant thing in history. It's the most relevant thing we can read. It's the most relevant thing that we can study. And it's important that we have a biblical worldview. And by the biblical worldview, I mean seeing every situation through the eyes of the Scripture. And when we see everything through the eyes of the Scripture, and when we live according to what we see, as we see everything through the eyes of the Scripture, then we are going to be living in a way that's pleasing unto God. The Bible, the Word of God, is profitable to us. It is relevant to us. And it's important that we are in it. And you'll say, why is it profitable? Well, he goes on in verse 16 and says that the Word of God is profitable for doctrine. That is basic teaching about God, who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. It is profitable for reproof, in that it's the Bible that shows us when we have sinned. It is profitable for correction, in that it sets us up straight when we have fallen into sin. And then it is profitable for instruction in righteousness. That is, the Bible teaches us how to live the Christian life. And then verse 17 sort of brings it all together. It says that the man of God, that's the Christian, the child of God, may be perfect, that is, spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It is the Word of God that equips the child of God to do the will of God. Remember that. It is the Word of God that equips the child of God to do the will of God. But we need to be in God's Word. I want to ask you today, first of all, are you a Christian? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you've never yet done that, I would encourage you right now, right there where you are, to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. And by the way, if you make a decision for Christ today, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But if you are a believer, are you in the Word of God consistently? You see, we will never be able to prosper in the things of the Lord. We will never be able to be spiritually mature as we should be if we are not in the Word of God. Do you read the Bible? Do you study the Bible? Do you spend time in the Scripture? What is it that you spend time reading these days? You know, back in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You see, we need to be diligent in studying the word of God so that we might rightly divide the word of God, so that we will not be ashamed before God. But we've got to be in the word of God consistently. You know, I'm certain that everyone under the sound of my voice has access to a Bible. Now, I realize that this program goes into some foreign countries, and I know that there are some foreign countries where the Bible is rare. There are some foreign countries where many people just have a couple of pages or a portion of the Scripture. But there is no doubt in my mind but that most of the people who are listening to me right now have a copy of the Bible, if not multiple copies. And they say that the Bible is still the number one seller in the world. That is, more people buy the Bible than any other book in the world. But I wonder if it's the number one read book in the Bible, in the world, excuse me. I just wonder about that. I don't know. But my question to you today is the Bible the number one read book in your life? It should be, because it's God's word to us. It's God's instruction to us. It's God's teaching to us. And it's the word of God that equips us to live for the Lord. And so that's why this week we're going to be studying Why Read the Bible. I trust that you'll be there by the radio tomorrow as we begin to give a number of reasons why the Bible should be read. But until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.